Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Welcome back to Oracle Open World 2014. Things are still buzzing like a beehive here. It's the third day of the conference, second day of our radio broadcasts. Really excited to be here in OAUG's booth in Moscone West, 3131. We have the pleasure of having with us today, we have the Director of Operations and Membership Management.
Membership Marketing.
Ms. Karen Daniels, how are you doing, Karen?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Sorry about that. It's a little bit of a mouthful for me. I can keep it all in there.
It's a lot of words.
So briefly describe what that means to you and for OAUG.
Okay, sure. What I do is help companies understand the benefits of membership in the OAUG. I help them understand why they should be a member and what they will get out of their membership investment.
Now, you'd think that that wouldn't be that hard of a job, only because the people that I've talked to so far, I've said, hey, so how important is it? If you are an Oracle application user, how important is it to be part of these user groups? And they're like, oh, it's if you're not doing it, you're behind, mm-hmm. kind of thing. But yet, there are some misconceptions there, aren't there?
Sometimes, yes. The companies are always quite large, and the way the membership works, it's a company membership. So somebody might think their company is a member because they come to the conference. However, the company might not have renewed this past year. And so it's always a challenge to make sure people understand that it's an annual membership, and they need to make sure that they're renewing every year to maintain their benefits.
So if someone walks up to you and says, hey, Karen, I'm thinking about being a member, why should I? Mm-hmm. What would you say? What do you kind of lead with?
Well, there are three key things that our members get out of membership in the OAUG. The first one is access to information. They can talk to other people in similar companies who do what they do, and they can find out what worked, what did they do when there was a problem, what are the best practices if something is not going the way it should, how can they solve their problems and challenges. So networking and getting the information to do their jobs more efficiently, more effectively, knowing how to get things done quickly is very important, and they can get that through the OAUG.
Yeah, one of the big announcements, you know, this week has been, you know, the migration to EBS 12.2.4, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, do I do that or do I stay with 12.1.3 mm-hmm. and then all the new mobile apps? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of information. It's always changing, right? So it's really important to have somewhere you can go to get all this information, because you can learn from your mistake or from someone else's mistake, and it's always better to learn from someone else's. And that's something that you guys really provide, right?
Absolutely. One of the key benefits of membership is access to our database of conference papers. The Collaborate Conference is held every year, and there are hundreds and hundreds of papers presented by users and also by the industry partners talking about just those kind of situations. What happened when you did your upgrade? Or should we do this or should we do that? Those papers are all archived in our database, and you can go in and do a search, and you can find 30 papers on the topic you're thinking about and read what those other people did and then make your own decision based on their experience. You can also find the people by doing a search through our member database and find someone to talk to in that particular company to ask your questions and get some advice.
Yeah, so something you guys facilitate the conversation between users, right?
Yes.
You have the papers so they can have access to information, real-time information and relevant information. But another thing that I find probably the most impressive is that you guys really have Oracle's ear.
Yes.
Right? They really listen to you guys, and they want to. It's not like they feel like they have to. It's not like you're a union or something. You know, like they really want to hear what you guys have to say. Speak to that communication pathway a little bit.
Sure. We have the Customer Support Council, and that's made up of user members, you know, licensed users, who get together frequently to talk about support issues. And Oracle support people are involved in those conversations, and they listen to the collective voice of the user community through the OAUG. And they've been successful in getting some things changed over the years.
Right. I know you got extended support.
Yes.
Right. That's a big deal for a lot of users.
Very
right?
much.
So as far as from a conference standpoint and from a you guys being out here standpoint, how rewarding is it to see the Wades of the world that say, you know, I believe in OAUG and they're just, you know, totally zealot about it?
Oh, how cool is that? It's wonderful. It's great. And we hope that our members will share their experience with other people and help them understand the great benefit there is in being involved. You know, being a member and being active is a lot of benefit to our member company employees.
So technology is always changing. You know, cloud's a big push. What are some things that you think people really need to look out for in the future as far as being wary of where they get their information from, right? Because there's a lot of sources. I mean, people say, oh, I can just Google it all on the internet and find it out. I don't need a user group, right? But that's not really true.
Right. If they come to the OAUG, they know they're going to get information they can trust. They know that the information has been vetted by the education committee, for example. If it's a Collaborate paper and they've been through the Collaborate call for presentations, which is quite lengthy in process and very well vetted, they know they can trust that information. And if just somebody writes something and puts it on the internet, you don't know where that came from. But if you come to the OAUG, you know your content is well vetted and is trustworthy.
Yeah, and that's a great segue into the next thing I'll talk about, which is Collaborate.
Yes.
Right? That is probably one of the coolest conferences I've ever been to, personally. But from a professional standpoint, there's a huge value to attending. So speak to what's going to be a little different about this next conference and what people can look forward to.
Okay, sure. Actually, the call for presentations is going on right now. The deadline is October 10th, so we've got about a week.
It's coming up.
Yeah, if you want to submit a title and abstract, that is the deadline. And we have a wide range of tracks, so everything from eBusiness Suite to Hyperion, Primavera. We at the conference, you will find people who are in finance and accounting, as well as IT management. It's a wide range of attendees talking about a wide range of topics, so there's something for everyone. Particularly if you're new to Oracle applications or if you're just thinking about perhaps trying something new, you can find someone to talk to at the conference.
Sure. And I think that's a key point that you just touched on, too. There's something for everyone. I mean, there's lots of SIGs. There's lots you have the young professionals.
Yes.
So you guys you're doing a wide range of things, but it's not like you're jack of all trade and master of none. Each one of those things has people in it that are very dedicated to that principle, right?
Exactly.
To that tenant. So
yes.
you guys are really hyper focused in lots of areas, which is kind of cool.
Yes, we do cover a lot of different topics. In fact, there's a 3-day course coming up in November on Hyperion, and that'll be publicized very soon. But it's a 3-day online course. No need to travel. Just log into your computer and learn all you need to know about Hyperion topics.
So as far as becoming a member, obviously they can come by 3131 Moscone West. But what are some other ways people can kind of be members year round?
Well, the OAUG website is the wealth of information. That's also the way to get involved. If they want to just look around and see what there is, the website's open to everyone. You can create a profile, even if you're not a member, and just sort of access the benefits. You can get our e-news newsletter, which comes out once a month, kind of an overview of all the benefits. And then once you're ready to join, of course, then you can access all the content and also get that discount for Collaborate. Each member company employee saves $380 on their registration, and there's no limit.
So that's a big number, right?
Yes. If a company wants to send 10 people, they're saving almost $4,000, which is a whole lot more than the cost of membership.
Sure.
So.
And on top of that, if you get a paper selected, you attend for free, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, by October 10th, get those papers in and, you know, spell check them. Right?
Make them sound good. Yep.
That's right. That's right. Well, Karen, it's great having you here. I know you're busy running around doing a whole bunch of stuff, so I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm Michael Lauer. We'll be back in a little bit at Oracle Open World 2014.